Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio and with my special co-host, Minister Harold Copeland, and we are in the series. For those of you who have been following us through this wonderful series, Righteous and Holy, we are here again with you today to continue the food that the Lord has laid on the banquet table for us to continue to just relish in his word, for us to be filled with his word, that we will continue to grow and go. And Minister Copeland is going to take a little different look into righteous and holy from the Old Testament and the New Testament today. And so we want you to come with your resources, such as your Bible or your Bible app, and something to write with. It's always important to take notes. This is what we are to do, to take notes that we could go back over and reread and pull out our Bible and some of our study resources that we can continue to just get a deeper understanding of what God wants us to know, how he wants us to go, especially when we are growing in grace. And for those of you who have followed us and spend time with us on Mission from the Heart, we thank you for your faithfulness. We are so forever grateful for you to continue to be a faithful listener to Mission from the Heart. We pray for you daily as we gather in prayer. We are praying for those across the seas and over in different countries as this ministry reaches out to you, because God knows where you are and he knows every need that you have and he supplies it. So without further time, we are going to continue in our teaching series, Righteous and Holy. And so I'm going to go ahead and let Minister Copeland just chime right in and start us on our way as you are ready with your resources. Minister Copeland.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 16. Hello, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God in the studio. We release the peace of God across the radio land. God bless you. We release the blessings of God in every household represented today. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our wonderful host, Minister Carnita Smith, it's always an honor, a privilege to take advantage of this great opportunity to be back in studio together again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is an honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time You open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God. God is downloading revelation knowledge of His Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will take you to God's divine plan and purpose that He has for your life. And you too shall stand and proclaim the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. And as was said earlier, our wonderful series, Righteous and Holy. And we're already there. We don't have to go and get there. That's if we're born again. All born again believers are already righteous in the eyesight of God. All born again believers are already holy in the eyesight of God. And we will walk in this righteous and this holy forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. This righteous that we have and this holy that we have will just take us right into heaven in the presence of the Most High God, with Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand on His throne. I don't know about you, but I'm going with the elders and the angels. I'm going to get down low. Amen. I'm going to get down low with the elders and the angels, and I'm going to join in with praise and worship and just continue to give God all the glory and honor and praise that He so deserves. Amen. I will not stop praising Him because He made me righteous. I was a mess. You know how they say it, I was toe up from the flow up. Amen. And He made me righteous. He made me holy. You just don't understand. That is a miracle. Glory to God. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited because of the work of the Lord, what He has done in us and through us with no help from us. That's the good thing about it. I didn't have to help Him out, because I tell you what, I know I would have messed something up. Amen. That's why God didn't let me help Him out. Glory to God. I would have messed it all up. Praise God. That's why He done it for us. Well, let's just dive on into this teaching. You know, we always like to start out by reading our launch pad scripture. And our launch pad scripture comes out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, starting with verse 20 and ending with verse 24. Let us read that.
Ephesians 4, verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness, holiness. Amen.
Amen. Put on the new man. Put on the new man. Look at somebody and say, put on the new man. Glory to God. Created in righteousness. Created. It's nothing we earned. We was created that way. Glory to God. When we was born again, we was recreated Amen. When we came out of mama's womb, we was created in unrighteousness because of Adam. When we came out of mama's womb, we was created in unholiness because of Adam. You young ladies, y'all had on your little pink. And people, oh, they so cute in their little pink. You was cute, but you was unrighteous, and you was unholy. We men, we had on our blue. Look at him. He already looked like a gentleman. Yes. But we was unrighteous, and we was unholy. Somebody say, thank God for Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Amen. We've been washed. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And you know what? The devil can't do nothing about it. Somebody just look in the atmosphere. He's out there hiding somewhere. Somebody say, you're too late, devil. You're too late. Amen. We're already righteous. We're already holy, set aside for God. And there's nothing you can do about it, devil. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We're going to take a look. Amen. Let me get this other scripture. Amen. In the book of Ephesians, we're going to go back two chapters. And go back to chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 8 and 9. We got to bring this in.
Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace,
hallelujah,
you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen.
Amen. By grace, unmerited favor, we have received this righteousness, this holiness, God righteousness at Christ expense, grace, not of yourself, not of me, not of Minister Smith, and not of any of you. It's a gift. In the natural realm, if somebody buy you a gift, they come and find you, and they just hand that gift over to you, and you reach out, and you receive it. It's the same way with our righteousness, our holiness. It comes with our salvation. God offer it to us, and we open our hearts and we receive it. We just bring it in. We just take it. Take it forever and ever and ever. It's ours. Nobody can take it away from you. When the devil come and try to accuse you and place you in a position of unrighteousness, you just cling to your righteousness and pick up that terrible two-year-old mentality and say, mine. It's mine. Cling to your righteousness. Cling to your holiness. Testament dispensation. Awesome. Awesome. What God has done for his people. Because he loves his people. In spite of us. Come on, look at somebody and say, in spite of us, he did it all. I'm going to make it personal first. He did it all for me. Amen. Let me bring you in here too. And he did it all for you. Amen. Equally. Let's keep it equally. So we'll use the word us. He did it all for us. Hallelujah. For his great love that he has for us. And see, our righteousness that we have in this dispensation, glory to God, it just exceeds that they had in the Old Testament dispensation. Oh, yes. There's no comparison. Amen. Amen. Let us let Isaiah tell you about it. Okay, we'll let Isaiah tell you about it. See, I wasn't back there. Amen. I thank God I'm in this dispensation. I probably wouldn't have made it if I was in old dispensation. Amen. So let's go to Isaiah 64, and we want to read verse 6. We want to read verse 6.
Isaiah 64, 6, and it reads this way. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our unrighteousness are like filthy rags, all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Amen.
Amen. See, that's Old Testament righteousness. It's a filthy rag. Old Testament righteousness. Now, sadly enough, I heard people in the New Testament dispensation, even preached across the pulpit, they opened their mouth and they would say, well, all our righteousness is as filthy rags. No, sir. No. I mean, it makes me cringe to hear that. No, that's Old Testament. We cannot bring that in here. And from this series, from this teaching, if you've been following along, if the revelation is coming to you, in your heart, you know that in our heart, in our spirit, man, Jesus has come in and he has become our righteousness. Yes, Jesus is our righteousness. And we can't call our righteousness a filthy rag. Amen, that's calling Jesus a filthy rag. Praise God. So that's inaccurate for a New Testament believer to confess all of my righteousness is as a filthy rag. See, that believer he's talking about his own righteousness, which we can't come into the presence of God in our own righteousness. None of us can do enough righteous acts or righteous deeds to say, okay, God, I'm worthy through my righteousness to come into your presence. No, we wouldn't be able to get into God's presence. No, that's why God had to give us a righteousness. Because in order to come into the presence of God, you got to have a righteousness equal to him. Amen. None of us can produce a righteousness put to God righteousness. None of us. I'm sorry, I don't want to bust anybody, Bobo. I know you're real holy and all of that. I understand. But please, you'll never get there in your own holiness and your own righteousness, not in the presence of God. Amen. Our righteousness is that gift that was freely given to us in the person of Jesus Christ. So I'm here to tell you, our righteousness is not a filthy rag. Our righteousness is Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on up here with me, because that righteousness done took me up. I'm high now. Amen. Glory to God. I'm in the heavenly realms. Amen. Because of that righteousness. Glory to God. Glory. Jesus is Let me make it personal. Jesus is my righteousness. And you know I love you. I'm not going to leave you out. Jesus is your righteousness. Okay, we're equal. We're equal. Okay, let's do it all together. We're equal. Let's use us. Jesus has become the righteousness for us. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. And we can't lose this righteousness and holy. No. Glory to God. It has nothing to do with us. Well, Minister Copeland, I got mad at my neighbor, and I said some things I shouldn't have said. Now you're making it about you. Amen. If you're making it about you, now we're coming out of grace. And if we come out of grace, we all in trouble. We're stepping away from unconditional love, but we're putting a condition on the love of God. That's not the agape. I pray you get it right with your neighbor. I pray you do. Amen. But I assure you, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, you're still right with God. And I pray for a conviction of the Holy Spirit. Notice I didn't say condemnation. Holy Spirit does not condemn. Spirit convicts. And he make way for us to get it right. I'm sorry. Come on, say that. Say, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? Thank you. And then take them out to dinner and sit at the table and just tell them about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And if they already say, fellowship. Glory to God. And look around the restaurant and see how the Holy Spirit will lead you to speak to somebody about this righteous, somebody that needs to be separated unto holiness unto God. If nothing else, when your waitress or waiter come, ask them, can I pray for you? Can I pray for your family? Can I pray for your household? See, this is how we do it here. Look at somebody and say, this is how we do it here. Yes. Yes. We're the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. We shine light in the darkness. And you know where light shines the brightest? In the darkest. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I love the Lord. Amen. Where are we? Okay. Yeah, that righteousness. Amen. And when the Christians say that, our righteousness is as filthy rags, I cringe. And I have to find a way to get over there and talk to them and release the truth in that atmosphere. Because they are talking about their own self-righteous. And come on. We can't. We'll never be able to come into God's presence in our self-righteousness. Nope, we're not supposed to approach God that way. Or they just may be totally ignorant of the fact that they've been made righteous in their spirits with Christ's righteousness. Amen. So you may have to lead them. If you run across people like that, lead them to Mission from the Heart. Amen. And recommend this teaching to them. Because the devil will have a heyday if he can get believers to believe that their righteousness is a filthy rag. Now, he the one that could deal. And if he can get a Christian to believe that lie, next he's coming in to condemn them. And they will never believe that they'll ever be fit for the master's use. And I'm here to tell you today, you are fit for the master's use because you are righteous and you are holy. Beautiful twins. They twins. They are twins. And they are beautiful. And we are beautiful. And we are wonderfully made. We are masterpiece. that's been constructed in the hands of the master. He had to put us on the potter wheel. Thank God for the potter wheel. And he had to make us over again. New vessels. Thank you, Lord. And see, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. See, that's Old Testament. And it was valid. And you ask why. I'm glad you asked. Because no one was born again. Amen. In order for anyone to be born again, Christ had to die. And then Christ had to be rose again from the dead. And that did not happen in the old dispensation. In the old dispensation, they didn't have new spirits. Hallelujah. We got a new spirit. Glory to God. And see, regardless of how good they live in their physical and soulless realm, they still sin and they came short of the glory of God. All of us have come short of the glory of God. But once we become born again, that's a beautiful word. One third of our being is completely righteous. Hallelujah. And that's the part of us that God looks at. Hallelujah. And that's the way we need to look at ourselves in the spirit. Yes, yes, and that's the way we need to look at each other. Amen. Not at our flesh. Our flesh gonna fail daily. Amen. But we are no longer fleshly people. Let me give some scripture. Let me run some scripture here. First of all, I need to qualify falling short of the glory of God. Let's go to Romans. Romans is a great book. Praise God. I love the book of Romans. Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
Romans 3, 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. That's all. You, me, Minister Smith, the great preachers, the great teachers, all falling short of the glory of God. In other words, if that's all that we had to lean on was falling short of the glory of God, we would all be unrighteous. We would all be unholy. But God didn't leave us there. Look at somebody and say, God did not leave us there. No, he didn't. Nope, 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 nope. He made a way through his son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. He has placed this divine righteousness and this divine holiness in us. It has filled us with it. Remember, no one can take it away from us. No devil, no demon, no principality, no power, nobody. Even our failures and mistakes cannot take away this righteousness. One more time, just look around and say, mine. Amen. It is yours. It's mine too. Praise God. Another scripture. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5. Verse 21. Beautiful scripture.
2 Corinthians 5. 21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen.
Amen. The righteousness of God in him. You know that sin you committed today? All right. Just keep looking forward. Keep looking straight so we know, so nobody will know it's you. But that sin you committed today, that I committed today, Jesus became that sin over 2,000 years ago. That sin is not imputed to your account. Instead, grace met you at that sin. Grace met me at my sin. God's righteousness at Christ's expense. Grace met us at that sin and released righteousness instead of condemnation. What a loving God we serve. And I sense the presence of God's love. Amen. And we just release the presence of God's love in studio. That the love of God, the agape, the very essence of who he is, begin to touch every heart and begin to touch every mind. Begin to wash and purge and cleanse every soul. Yes. Even those by radio, listening by radio, a touch of the love, a touch of the agape, the unconditional love of God. Amen. As your heart opens and more, amen. See, he is it. An abundance. It's an abundance. Abundance, yes. Even too much for your heart to hold. Amen. And that's the way he desires it. Why? So it can overflow. Somebody say overflow. Yes. So it can overflow into the heart and lives of others. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Amen. I sense the overflow release of the loving heart of the loving Father. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Amen. Just one touch. Somebody say, just one touch of the Master's hand. Glory to God. Yes, he loves us dearly. Amen. There's nothing we can do to stop him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's keep walking scripture here. Ephesians, amen. Ephesians 4, Ephesians 4, 7, Ephesians 4, 7 through 10. Let's read that.
Ephesians 4, 7. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for the ascension. Amen. Jesus Christ being raised into the heavenlies. But we can't forget about the descension. Amen. That he had to descend and to destroy principalities and the powers of the enemy. And he ascended in order that he may feel, somebody say feel, in order that he may fill all things. Amen. All things. Even human things like you and I. Fill with his great presence. And that when we come together as a people on mission from the heart, amen, because he has filled Minister Smith with his presence, and he has filled the ministry of mission from the heart with his presence. And he has filled you with his presence and me with his presence. When we come together and we begin to exalt his name and begin to release the truth of the word of God, his presence begin to take over the atmosphere. And as we come on one accord and we just come in agreement, we just release the presence of God in studio. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Heart to heart. Heart to heart, mind, body, soul, just filled with the presence of God. And through radio land, yes, amen. There's nowhere, amen. You know, David said, there's no place I can go from his presence. But David said, where can I go from the presence of God? David went on to say, if I made my bed in hell, he'll be there. His presence. We are filled with the presence of God. Amen. See, before I got saved, I was full of myself. Glory to God. Oh, that was a bad place to be. Full of Harold Copeland. Amen. But thank God for salvation. Now I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And you too. Amen. Amen. You are to fill with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, love, love, love is presence. Love is presence. There's a manifestation of the love of God on this word. Amen. And you know what? I love it. Glory to God. I love the loving presence of God. Okay. We need a scripture, a love scripture, amen, to match the presence. So we're going to get the greatest love scripture that's in the Bible. You know it by heart, but we're going to get Minister Smith to read it. Amen. Glory to God. Just to you know, the Bible says the devil is under our foot. So we just want to stomp on his head a couple of times. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's our job. Amen. Jesus said, I come to destroy the works of the devil. And he says, the same works that I have done, you can do, and even greater than these. And it's just, well, we just want to destroy the works of the devil by stepping on his head with the love of God. John 3:16. Let's read that scripture. Hallelujah.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Now let's just rest. Rest on that word. Amen. Let's just rest. Rest in the presence. Just rest. This is a dispensation of rest that we're in. And sadly enough, the church is laboring too hard. And God wants us to enter into a rest. And what we rest in is that Sabbath rest that God did on the seventh day of creation. See, God did not rest because he was tired. God rests because the work was finished. It's a finished work. And our big brother Jesus on the cross, he sealed the deal before he gave up the ghost. He said, it is finished. And I just released a spirit of rest. We're already in his love. Amen. Now let's just rest in his love. Release a spirit of rest into the hearts of God's people. a spirit of rest into the minds of God's people. Amen. That it just flows into the soul and flows into the body. That we rest in the finished work of the cross. Yeah, across radio, man, across the studio, within the studio, just a supernatural divine rest. Amen. That we rest in righteousness. We rest in holy. Yes, that's who we are. Amen. We are victorious people. Wherever you are now, you are in victory. And God is getting ready to elevate you and take you into a greater victory. Wherever you are now, you are in faith. And God is lifting you up and taking you into a higher faith. Wherever you are now, you are in glory. And God is lifting you up to a greater glory. Somebody say a greater glory. Yes, yes. A greater glory of his presence, a greater glory of his power, a greater glory of his love, a greater glory of his might, a greater glory of revelation of the very essence of who he is, a greater glory of a greater intimate relationship with our God in our hearts and our minds and our souls. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel a flow of God's great spirit. Amen. And I know there's someone that's saying that I can't sense his presence. I can't sense his love because I haven't been born again. I tell you what. Today is the first day of the best days of your life, because we at Mission from the Heart, we are a salvation ministry, and Holy Spirit has covenanted with us that through the teaching of his word, that he will bring the heart of a people that is not a people yet to the very heart of God, that one can receive this salvation that is righteous and holy. And the presence of the Spirit of God is here right now, and I know what to do. It's time to stop. It's time for me to drop and pray. I'm going to turn the microphone over to Minister Smith. She's been anointed and appointed for such a time as this to take us to the cross. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Copeland, for the word being expounded on. Now it's time, as Minister Copeland says, for us to stop, drop, and pray. Now that just doesn't mean for the one person who may not know Christ intimately for themselves, but this is for all believers in Christ Jesus. Just as Minister Copeland said, we are one with another. We are one in Christ. He has filled us with himself, meaning that he has entered in to our heart, to set up residence within us, that the fruit of the Spirit will grow within us, that it would show through us for others to come into the ark of salvation. Now, if you can get that simple principle into your Noah, meaning into your heart, into your mind, and be able to articulate that to others in your circle of influence, then what a day it would be of people coming to know Christ in the masses. So this is what we have set aside to do. As Minister Copeland said, we are a salvation ministry. And we take this serious, my brothers and sisters. This is a time where we set aside to get right with God, get right on the inside within our heart. And there may be a listener to this broadcast because we reach so far across the world from where our home broadcast is. We reach across the world with Mission from the Heart. And somebody may not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of their sin. So this is when we want to touch and agree, my brothers, my sisters, touch and agree one heart to another that we would intercede for those who may not know Christ intimately. So this moves from the head down to the heart. And this is where we want to touch and agree in all humbleness, sincerity, and seriousness of mind. And we take it serious. So for those who listen to this broadcast, it would not be right of us with Mission from the Heart to assume that every listener is a born-again believer. So we give this time to take care of this one thing. God has set aside a day for us to come and stop, drop, and pray that someone would give their life to him. And so this is what we do. So if you would touch and agree with us, my brothers and sisters, and also lift up that person that God has laid heavy on your heart, pray for them, continue to pray for them, and intercede for them in salvational prayer that they too may come to know Christ. So now for you who said yes to Christ, let's just pray right now. Now you get your heart right, get your mind right, get your position right, whether you want to bow your head, whether you can get down on your knees, or even if you're in a position to be able to lay prostrate on your stomach, on your belly, that's okay too. We just want you to position yourself as we go to the feet of Jesus in prayer, in reverential prayer, that you may come to know Christ through salvation in all intimacy. So let's pray. Father God, here I am. I surrender my heart to you in all humbleness as I know how. I lift up my hands as a surrenderance to you. Lord, I have nothing to bring but myself, for I know that I had a lifestyle that was not right. I know my thoughts have taken me to places that I should not have been. And my words, Lord, you know how filthy my mouth is. Lord, I surrender myself to you that you would clean me up on the inside, that your love for me will shine through me, that I would learn to love you so deeply because you first loved me. I heard the scripture read today, Lord God, John 3:16. You loved me that much, Lord, that you gave your only begotten son for me. He didn't have to do it, but he did it for me. Thank you, Lord God. thank you for your love for me. Here I am, Lord, saying yes to you, believing by faith that Jesus did what he did for me, because I know that your saving grace will save me eternally. Lord, forgive me. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we give God all the glory and honor and praise with the highest praise, saying hallelujah. That is the highest praise to give God. Hallelujah. As Minister Copeland enjoys giving God the highest praise through his worship and his vocals, singing and saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. As you rise up and give a hand clap of praise to God, thanking him for what he has done in and through you, and that is that he now lives inside you. He set up shop, if you will, in you. He sits on the throne of your heart by the Holy Spirit, and we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church, praise God, one within your community that is teaching the Bible doctrinally, that you would be in continual prayer for yourself and that the Lord would lead you to that church, that you would grow and go in grace and be baptized by submersion of water. And when you get up, you have just let the world know that you are a Christ follower, that you are a testament to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that you would seek out a Sunday school class or maybe a small group discipleship class as you continue to listen to Mission from the Heart. And as you seek out those small groups, that you would continue to grow in grace. This is what we are to do as his children, grow in grace. Not to become stagnant, complacent with our salvation. No, we are to grow. You are righteous and holy. You have been set apart for God's wonderful work. So now we have to continue to grow. And we thank God for that. Through his word, we thank God for that. Through small groups, through the Bible, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit doing wonderful works in and through us. So my brother, my sister, we are excited that you have said yes to Jesus, because over 2,000 years ago, he said yes to us. So now I'm going to have Minister Copeland give his hallelujah praises to God for what you have said yes to. Minister Copeland.
Amen. Welcome, my brothers. Welcome, my sisters. We're brothers now. We're sisters now. Amen. We have the same Father. Amen. Abba, Father. God is our daddy. We are his beloved sons, and we are his beloved daughters. Amen. We are members of the family of God. We belong to him. Amen. And see, unknowingly, we used to belong to ourselves. We was calling all the shots. We really was our own God. Our head controlled and decided what went on in our lives. But now, we have dethroned that person. Amen. We have taken that person off the throne of our hearts. And we have allowed God to come sit on the throne of our hearts. He rules. Somebody say he rules. He reigns. Somebody say he reigns. In us, in you, in me. Now, we don't belong to ourselves. We can't do what we just want to do. As we say in the introduction, God has a divine plan for your life. And as you follow those instructions as seeking a Bible-believing church and seeking a small group to get some accountability. Oh, we need accountability. I raised both of my hands up in the air. We need accountability. And continue to mission, to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio. Man, as you begin to grow, and what growth is, it's the life of Christ growing up in us. He's in there, but through the power of the Word of God, getting to know Scripture, coming one with Scripture, in the knower, amen, it releases the life of Christ. Paul even said it, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives his life in me. You can say that too. Not I, but Christ. Come on, say that with me. Ready? Go. Not I, but Christ. And he's living his life in me, in you. We are family. Come on, say that with me. We are family. Hallelujah. We are family of the Most High God. Glory to God. Seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're not really here. Amen. We're not. We're seated in the heavenly realms with Christ. Above all principalities. We don't care about the devil principalities. Above all power. We don't care about the devil power. Amen. The power we got blacks out the devil power and make the devil power none involved. Amen. We're above the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realms. We're above the rulers of the darkness. Amen. The enemy is now under your foot. Come on, begin to stomp your foot, stomp your foot, stomp your foot, stomp your foot, stomp on the foot, stomp on his head. Glory to God. And let him stay where he need to be, under your foot. Amen. We got power. Yes, we do. We got the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It's dwelling in our mortal bodies. I'm going to close with a testimony. In my church, we got 9 and 10-year-olds that goes to school. They go to school. And they wait and listen and wait for one of their friends or classmates to say, I don't feel good today. And when they hear that, they jump up. And they go over there and they ask them to say, can I pray for you? They're 9 and 10-year-olds. They know what they got. They know about this righteousness and this holiness. And God has empowered them. They know, can I pray for you? And they lay hands and pray for their classmates, and their classmates get healed. I'm not sick anymore. And they expect their classmates to get healed. And we were at a service Saturday night. We were at a healing service. And one of them, 10-year-old girl, one of them, got a headache during the service. And so what she did, the altar was open, so she went up to the altar to get the assistant pastor to pray for her because she had a headache. And the assistant pastor prayed for her. And, you know, she was telling her testimony. She said, that it went away. It got better. That was what she said. She said, it got better. But she said, by the time she made it home, she said, it was worse. It got worse. And she said that when it was time for her to go to bed, she said she laid in bed, and it was 100 times worse. And she laid there, and she spoke to that headache. And she said, The pastor prayed for me and the pastor told you to go. Why are you still here? You need to go now. And that headache left that little girl and haven't came back since. We got power. God will not leave us comfortable to die here in the earth with this wicked devil. He has given us power. And you that got saved today, you got power over all the power of the enemy. And you keep listening, find that church and get that group study, that small group, and keep listening to Mission from the Heart Radio, and we'll show you how to walk in that power and activate that power only because of a loving God that loves people like you and me. Hallelujah. May the grace of God go before us on this day. And may the peace of God rest and abide within our hearts and our minds. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I love you. God bless you. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Always remember, my brothers and sisters, that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God will always remain forever and ever. God bless you. Always maintain your anchor in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week.